I've never been to Vegas before, and for my first experience, it was, you know, on top of the moon. And then our captain comes flying out of nowhere and jumps over all of us and grabs this guy by the head. Next thing you know, everybody's piling in.
How long would it take you to knock me out? How many beers in a night would be considered impressive for a hockey player?
I mean, you can see when you go to other places, nothing compares to our home rink. Let's go win a cup.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we're on the train now, and there's no getting off of it.
Hey, everyone, it's your host, Richie Burke, and welcome back to Milwaukee Uncut, produced by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law, the Midwest's law firm, and our friends at Central Standard Distillery. We've got a good one today with first-year Admirals players Zach LaRue and Kevin Wall. Kevin was the leading scorer and team captain for the Penn State Nittany Lions. This is his first of a two-year deal with the Ads. He is from Rochester, New York as well, Bill's Mafia country. And we've got Zach LaRue, also in his first year. He was a first-round NHL draft pick by the Nashville Predators in 2021, played juniors in Canada. Where he's from, he's a Canadian, and this is his first year playing professional hockey. As you may know, the Ads are having a great season. In January and February, they were on a 19-game win streak, the second longest in AHL history, and are now gearing up for a playoff run. This is a fun one. It's a good mix of Ads hockey, hilarious story, and some really good fan-submitted questions that you're not going to want to miss. Let's dive into today's episode with Zach and Kevin. All right, so you guys have had a hell of a first year so far. Set the team record, 19-game win streak, which is the second longest in AHL history. Both your first year in the city of Milwaukee. What's it been like for you two?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a little bit of a learning experience. Different schedules than college, at least. But no, it's been awesome. I mean, like you said, it's been a great year for us, and it's been awesome to be a part of it and just lucky enough to be here.
Were you, did you go straight from college hockey to the AHL?
Yep.
What's the biggest adjustment been like?
Probably the amount of games. In college, it was 34, maybe 36 if you went all the way. And here it's 72 regular season. So it's a lot more wear and tear on your body. So just adjusting and learning from the older guys on how to keep yourself just ready to go.
Zach, you had a different path. What's the first year been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been loving the city. It's definitely an adjustment, like you said. I came from junior, so I think the amount of games was kind of more similar. But you know, living on your own, cooking your own food, you know, laundry, all that stuff that you know had billets back in Halifax who helped me a lot, and it's been an adjustment. But I've been loving it. You know, learning what it's like to be a pro, and you know, every day, you know, this is your day job kind of now. So it's been fun.
Yeah, welcome to being an adult.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're only a few weeks away from being 21.
I know.
At the time of this episode. I want to go back a little bit. What was growing up like for both of you? Zach, let's start with you. Growing up in Canada, when did you get into hockey? Who pushed you into it? How old were you?
I think 3 or 4 years old. My dad, you know, played hockey his whole life, so he kind of pushed me into it. But you know, I feel like also just being from Canada, it's what every kid did, every kid wanted to do. So as soon as I, you know, got my first pair of skates on, I think I was, you know, flying already, and you know, that's what I wanted to do. And when I set my eyes on, so it was definitely special. You know, growing up in Canada, where it was, you know, so big.
Any other sports you played growing up, or was it just all hockey from?
Played a lot of different sports. I think I played, you know, rugby, soccer, football, but soccer was probably my number two sport. You know, I could play a lot up until I think I was like 14 or 15 years old, and was a goalie, surprisingly, because I'm a forward now in hockey. So it was a bit of a switch, and my parents hated it because I just sat in net and didn't do anything, but I loved it. So yeah.
When did you know you were different from the other kids or wanted to make the NHL?
I felt like, you know, maybe once you hit, you know, 14, 15 years old, I thought, you know, I was starting to separate myself maybe a little bit more and, you know, getting more opportunities and, you know, you're getting scouts, you know, agents, you know, people are looking at you. So felt like then maybe I had, you know, a little something special, but at the same time, I was just a kid playing hockey like I am today. It's, you know, taking it one day at a time. I'm loving it. And yeah.
Yeah. And you got drafted in 21.
21, yeah.
So you were still, were you in high school then? Or were
I just graduated high school that year.
Okay, so it was senior year. Yeah. You get drafted. Is the NHL draft in the spring, summer, when?
It was It was a COVID year, so it was online. It was in July, so it was a little later than usual. And yeah, that was definitely interesting. But at the same time, you know, I was able to be at home with all my family and friends.
Yeah.
Even though it was middle of COVID, bend some laws a little bit back home. But it was still a great, great night.
Yeah, what was that moment like for you?
So special and stressful and kind of happy it was over when it was. I remember, you know, I think the draft started at 8:30 and I didn't get drafted until 11:30. So it was probably the longest 3 hours of my life just sitting there. And, you know, the first round's the night before. So I was, you know, hoping to be a first round pick and knew, you know, I had potential, but you never know how it's going to go. So, you know, it was a lot of nerves, but when the Preds called my name, it was definitely a special feeling.
You snuck in there.
Snuck in there. They traded up to get me too. So who knows if I would have went in the first round if they didn't do that. So it was, special.
Yeah. And Kevin, you were not quite in the first round, sixth round, 2019. Rochester Bills Mafia guy, are you?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Packer fan, but I pull for the small market team in the AFC as well.
It's tough not to be. Yeah.
Jumping on picnic tables. How can you not? So you grew up in Rochester. What was that like? Did you get into hockey right away too? Did you play other sports?
So no one in my family ever played hockey. My dad played baseball at college. My mom was a basketball player. So I tried those sports before getting into hockey. Wasn't my thing. And then I went and I watched a high school hockey game. Still remember which game it was and just fell in love with it. Loved how quick it was and just the constant movement, and got on skates, and ever since I got on skates, just fell in love with the game, and it's all I've ever wanted to do.
How did your game evolve? Is Rochester a big hockey town?
And it's grown. Back in the day, it was mainly Brian Gianta, Nathan Page, Steven Gianta, Ryan Callahan, a bunch of guys who had gone off and played in the NHL, won Stanley Cups. So they've done a really good job of growing the game within Rochester. But back then, I mean, we had teams in Rochester, of course, but, you know, Buffalo and Syracuse were always probably the two places where it was a little bit better. But no, it's come a long way, and I think there's going to be some really good hockey players coming out of there.
Yeah. Was there a moment you knew you wanted to go pro?
I think it was always for me was... that's the end goal no matter what. It wasn't a realization where I thought I was good enough or maybe bad enough. It was just I just wanted to be the best at hockey and just tried to work for that as long as I could. And wherever my skill set took me, it took me. Just continue to do that.
Yeah. In this season, you guys got off to, I mean, a bit of a rough start then. Basically went undefeated in January and February. You lost one game, which was the last game of February. Kind of been 500 since. How's the squad feeling going into the playoffs here?
I feel like we've been feeling pretty good. I think, like you said, it's been kind of a roller coaster, maybe a little bit of a year. But, you know, the highs were so good that we know how good of a team we are, how good we can play. So I feel like lately, you know, it hasn't been going as well, but we have six games to really, you know, fine-tune our game and make sure going into playoffs that we're as ready as we can be. And I think we're doing that, you know, the best we can right now. I feel like our last three, four games, even though, you know, I think we've lost two of them, it hasn't, you know, dictated our play. You know, I think our play has gotten, you know, a lot better over the last few weeks already. And I think we're kind of going on the maybe a little bit of a high here before playoffs and, you know, going in happy and, you know, everybody on the same page and ready to go. So, you know, it was definitely cool to have that 19-game win streak. The losses after wasn't as fun, but I think we're ready.
Yeah, what's it like being on a 19-game win streak?
The best way to describe it is you go into every game and you just know you're not going to lose. It's how we felt, and it was the confidence that we had in the room. It was awesome. It was a great run, and it's a testimony to the team that we have and our leadership group. But yeah, it was an unbelievable
feeling. Yeah, second longest in AHL history. The AHL has been around for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
What about when you lose four straight right after that? Then what is that? Are you just kind of in shock?
It was crazy because that's like you said, you know, you go 19 in a row. Like, I don't think before that, even if like before that, you know, we had a couple good runs, and I don't think we lost more than two in a row the whole year. So, like, we were on the ultimate high, and then we went and lost four in a row, and that was I was pretty hard because, you know, you go from thinking you're invincible pretty much, which I felt like we were, to, you know, now struggling just to win a game. And it's like, you got to, you know, find new ways, you know, adapt. And I think we did that well, you know. Yeah. The injury bug didn't help us. You know, we had some definitely, you know, things to work around, but not to find excuses or anything. But I think, you know, we did do a good job as a team, and, you know, we're still, you know, finding that groove again.
Yeah. Anything you two are working on individually leading in or gearing up for the playoffs, and anything specific as a team you guys are really focusing on?
I think from a team perspective, just hammering the details, you know. Coach Taylor talked about our standard as a Milwaukee Admiral, and I think we know what that is, and when we play our way, we could beat anyone. So just, yeah, fine-tuning stuff, nothing crazy. Individually, just like you said, I mean, injuries are so common now, especially at this time. The games are tougher, more physical. It's more demanding on your body. So just keeping your nutrition up, getting your sleep, and just making sure you're ready to go when you're out there.
Yeah, I mean, to add to that, I think it's, you know, we're first-year guys, so a lot of this season and, you know, going into playoffs, we've never really experienced it. So it's pretty fun and special, I think, for us to kind of feel it all for the first time. But I think you got to give kudos to the older guys and, you know, the way that they handle themselves and, you know, show us the way. I think it definitely goes a long way, and, you know, we appreciate it a lot, so... Shout out to them.
Have they done a good job taking you guys under their wing? Because you are first-year players, yeah. But you're definitely expected to contribute and play at a high level.
Yeah, well, you never know, too. Like, you know, you always hear, you know, the dark side, bad teammates, bad, you know, whatever. So to go into a new team as, you know, young guys, and, you know, now we're playing with, you know, guys with kids that are in their 30s, and it's just a whole new world. So, you know, our guys have done an unreal job. You know, we couldn't have asked for you know, better veterans to have in our first pro season, so it's definitely a big plus.
Hey everyone, it's Richie. Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee Uncut. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to our friends at Nicolet Law, the Midwest law firm. We had a great episode with the founder and the billboard icon, Russell Nicolet, a couple weeks ago, and we had a pretty viral clip on the 5 weirdest laws in Wisconsin. It's on our Instagram page and our YouTube channel, so make sure to check those out. Also want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Central Standard Distillery. Whether you're having some casual cocktails with friends or looking to get after it a little bit, we always recommend Central Standard Distillery. Also, it's almost summer, hopefully almost summer, so make sure to check out their rooftop at the Craft House when it does get nice out. Don't think there is a better spot in the city to enjoy a cocktail in the summer. Okay, we've got some great fan-submitted questions coming up. Let's dive back in with Zach and Kevin. This one from PR Admiral. Is this a guy over here? I didn't recognize the screen, the profile pic on Instagram, but it's a good question. What was your welcome to the party moment when you got into the league?
Ooh, good question.
That's a good one.
To the party or to the game? Like,
could be either. It's open for interpretation.
Well, we got to have our rookie party in Las Vegas this year. So we basically went to Henderson for 2 games and got to play there. And, you know, we ended up sweeping both games. And then, you know, had a big dinner and just the whole team was out and just kind of being in Vegas, it's, you know, crazy. So that was definitely a special moment, I think, for both of us.
Any moments that stuck out to you from the team being out in Vegas?
We had a wild dinner. You know, it was in, you know, really nice spot, and it was a crazy wild dinner, and, you know, ton of, like, the food was unreal. And then after that, you know, their music, we were dancing, you know, dancing on the tables, and it was just... I've never been to Vegas before, and for my first experience, it was, you know, on top of the moon, so it was pretty cool.
Anything to add over there?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good one.
hard to top that yeah, one. Yeah, it is hard year, to top sure.
that. And that was only at dinner.
Yeah, seriously. I'd probably say just, like, you realize that this is... Like Zach said earlier, it's your day job. You know, it's you're based on performance, how much money you're gonna make, stuff like that. Like, it's the real world, and that was kind of like the okay, this isn't school anymore. I'm going to class after or anything like that. Like, this is my job, and you know, it's just yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gab was wondering, this one's for Zach. What do you think you could bring to the Preds the next few years?
Hopefully a roster spot. No, I think, you know, I can bring a lot of energy. I think, you know, I've shown that this year that, you know, I can bring a lot of grit, you know, kind of that hard skill, soft skill that, you know, is hard to find. But I you know, I just want to be an overall NHL player. I think once you get to that level, it's, you know, whatever it takes to stay at that level. So, you know, hopefully everything I'm doing now can, you know, maybe give me an opportunity. And, you know, once you get there, if you need me to block shots in my face, I will. If you need me to, you know, kill penalties or play on the power play or play fourth line minutes, second line minutes, whatever it is, you know, I just want a spot there and do whatever it takes to, you know, fulfill that role and whatever the team needs to win. So I think, you know, hopefully within the next couple of years, I can have that opportunity.
Yeah. Liv was wondering, what's your guys' favorite pregame snack or meal?
Usually, pregame meal is always consistent. It's usually just chicken and pasta, but pregame snack is a peanut butter sandwich with banana on it and some honey.
I like that.
You see, that's great. Oh, 'cause I started doing that this year too. I think chicken and pasta is pretty standard for every guy.
Before the game?
Yeah, like pregame meal. And then once I get to the rink, I do a peanut butter honey sandwich too. I started doing that this year and I feel great.
Those are good. They don't really weigh you down.
No.
I do that on just, a golf course sometimes.
Yeah.
How many hours before the game are you eating chicken and pasta?
Say if it's a 7 o'clock game, I'm eating, yeah, six and a half hours before.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say six.
No, bro, no.
No,
definitely like, yeah, I'd say probably 6 hours before.
Yeah.
You just take a nap. Yep.
That makes sense. Mr. Wolf was wondering, what is your favorite jersey in the history of hockey or sports?
Wow. History of hockey, favorite jersey. That's a great question.
Well, you could go outside of hockey if you want to.
Outside of hockey, too? Ooh. You know what? I'm going to have to say the Halifax Mooseheads, because I played there, so I'm extremely biased, but they also have a great jersey, and I think that green is just beautiful, and it's hard to beat.
Does it have a big moose on it?
Big moose on it. It's just an iconic jersey. I feel like everybody that sees the jersey just knows it. Like, McKinnon and Drouin helped a lot for that, but I feel like just everybody knows that jersey.
Anyways,
he's gonna say Penn State.
No, I'm not. I crossed my mind. So once you did Halifax,
I got to get that jersey for one of my buddies who threw a party in college when his parents were out of town, and he got caught because there were footsteps in the snow, and he told them it was a big fucking moose that ran through the yard. So I got to get a Halifax jersey.
That's great.
For my buddy Ryan Boyd. Shout out to Boyd.
It is
a big fucking moose.
Fucking moose. There you go.
It didn't work. It didn't work. Anyway.
I'd have to go with the old Atlanta Thrashers jerseys.
Okay. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
The baby blues?
Yeah. Just old school, and just kind of when I was growing up, they had them when I was watching hockey. Pick. So, and I think it's a sick jersey.
On.
It's a sick jersey.
There's so many better jerseys
out there.
You literally
picked your junior team jersey.
I picked my junior team jersey. I did.
We got a question. This is an interesting one from Joe Like a Toe. Then they get a little better. If you had a lightsaber, what color would it be?
Damn, that's a great question.
Yeah,
you don't even know.
What do you mean I don't know? We watched Star Wars before. I'd probably go red.
Blue. Come on.
All right. This is a good one from Kristen. What's the funniest chirp you've ever heard on the rink?
Oof.
Or said?
Yeah. Oh. Like, sometimes it's just, like, so outrageous that it makes you laugh in the moment, but you just forget about it.
Yeah. I heard one where someone told another player that it was based on his height. He was smaller. He's like, I got five of you in my effing front yard, buddy. Like calling him a garden gnome. Yeah. So
Those are good ones. That was
out of the box. Probably one of the craziest ones.
Some small guy jokes.
The short kings are just getting crushed out there.
Yeah. Oh, they just eat it.
There's nothing you can say.
The gingers always get chirped heavy too. It's hard to chirp when you're a ginger because you just eat that back in your face. My roommate's ginger and
he was gonna come on.
He just soaks it. Yeah, he just soaks them though, which is great. Man, I don't know any good specific ones you've heard about him. I'm trying to think and nothing's coming to my head. I'm sure as soon as we walk away, I'm gonna be like, oh, I remember that. But
can't think of one.
I'm gonna keep thinking though. If it comes to me, I'll.
All right, what's the craziest fight you two have ever been in?
Ooh, I got in a line brawl in juniors, which was, I guess, probably not my craziest fight, like, one-on-one, but basically we're on a PK, and our goalie spears this guy in the balls, like, just, like, a nasty whack. So the guy turns around and, like...
Turns around with his...
the goalie goes like this, kind of. So this guy turns around and just... smack right across the helmet with his stick. So he kind of goes behind the net and our captain, like, I like one guy kind of grabs him and I grab him, and then our captain comes flying out of nowhere and jumps over all of us and grabs this guy by the head. Next thing you know, everybody's piling in, we're all gloves are all gone. And it'd be my last game of the season. Was end up getting suspended for like 3 games or whatever. It was like second fight, they just gave me a bunch of random bullshit. And that was it, but I think that was probably the wildest one I've been a part of. It was pretty cool. After you go back in the room, you're with all your boys. I don't know if you saw the New Jersey Devils against the New York Rangers. They had that line brawl, and then after they're all like just boys, like so happy to be together. They all fought together. It was kind of just that feeling of, you know, oh, we all did it. Fuck it. Who cares? It was awesome.
I don't think I'm going to have anything here for you.
No fighting in college. That's the thing. All these pretty boys coming out of college can't fight.
Canada juniors, you can just let it rip up there.
Well, this guy's got like 19 suspensions in juniors, so he's bound to have something crazy.
Have you ever gotten hurt bad in a fight?
Hurt bad?
Yeah.
Concussion. Okay. Bloody knuckles.
Concussion. So no, not really.
Nothing. No. Nothing crazy.
How long would it take you to knock me out? Like a normal human.
You got a good chin.
Kind of good reach.
Thank you.
I would say if it was a full on square up fight, yeah, you may beat me up. You got me on reach height.
I don't know if I'd call myself pretty, but I'm kind of in that camp. I've maybe been involved in a couple of bar fights, none that I initiated. Yeah. They just kind of, you know,
happened.
Yeah,
they just kind of happened.
I don't know.
But
I try not to fight off the ice.
I would not fight a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering. Who would win in a fight of you two on the rink?
You see, we've had this argument numerous times.
Really?
And I would kick his ass. But he says he wouldn't.
It's not.
And he does have a fat head, so he'd probably eat a lot of my punches.
That has nothing to do with it.
He seems like he has a lot more experience.
Exactly.
He's got a lot of confidence in himself.
I agree.
And like, yep. He's not.
We've
even if he gets a couple punches off, there's no way he'd ever beat me.
Both times we've sparred up after practice, I was moving you around more probably because I got the weight advantage on you.
You wouldn't
beat
me.
But still, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'd probably win though.
Johnny Hockey 15 says, "Hey Kev, we are
Penn State. What's up, Johnny Hockey 15?
Shout out Johnny Hockey 15. Johnny. This one's for Zach. What is Cow Bay? And what is the best thing about it?"
So Cow Bay is where I billeted when I was in Halifax.
And a billet is a host family.
It's a host family. So Cow Bay is a little city about 25 minutes, I'd say, outside Halifax, right on the water. And just beautiful little town, beautiful people, you know, just so nice. And, you know, they welcomed me in with open arms, and it's definitely like a second home to me. Yeah.
Did they have a security camera?
They did.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so this is so my billets had like a ring camera. And oh, that's great. Who sent that?
Dude, I just
oh, that's awesome. So it was probably my first week I was there. They must have been out of the house or something. I think it was maybe in the middle of the day. And so the boys, I think we're coming back from the beach, so they dropped me off, and So I go down, like, I'm leaving. So they, you know, U-turn, and it's kind of, like, on a hill. So they're, like, at the top of the hill driving away, and I just kind of, like, just drop my pants and start waving. Just, like, to say bye to the boys, like, just trying to be funny. But there's a camera right behind me, and this is, like, the first week I was there. So, funny enough, they never told me the story until I was going to leave, and they said, you know, this happened your first week you were there, and we knew you'd fit in right away. So, yeah, that was my welcome to Halifax moment right there.
Shout out to Andrew Sim.
Yeah, that's my billet dad.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think he messaged me that on Instagram. I'm like, am I going to want to ask this?
That's great.
He's going to love it. Jenna was wondering, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you during a game? Anything more embarrassing than your billet family seeing you drop your pants in front of their house the first week you were there?
I hope there isn't
any more. On the ice, so embarrassing?
Too. I would hope so, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some embarrassing during things out there.
Like during the game, in the locker room, before the game, I don't know.
Like, nothing like that. Like,
I mean, I've gone out, I've stepped out with my skate guards on before.
Yeah, like...
Yeah,
I fell in warm-ups this year. Face planted, helmet came off. It was horrible.
Yeah, I did that. I ran into one of my guys a couple years ago, and like, I didn't have my chin strap off because I thought I was the coolest junior kid ever, and my helmet went absolutely flying, and that was like a big no-no.
Yeah,
so that was a little embarrassing, definitely.
All right. Okay, Kosh, Jenna, what's ASCII's go-to victory celebration after a W?
In, like on the ice, he usually gives a couple.
Is that a little
one pump, but they both our goalies do it.
Yeah, it's like a leg in the air and
yeah,
a couple fist pumps maybe. Or he'll just pull the net down and do reverse push-ups with it, basically.
Yeah, when he did that, that was cool. He doesn't have like a dance in the room though, or nothing.
No. Just speaks Russian.
All right, we got some questions about what about after the game? Ads have a big W. Where are we going?
Where are we going, Kevin?
Water Street Brewery.
The brewery.
Yep,
that's been our spot.
Good spot.
It's good.
We went there like once in the beginning of the year, and then just haven't.
Yeah, we go to.
Yeah. It's usually it. That's really it.
They did a nice job. It's a newer spot. Yeah. Same owners as the Harp in Trinity. Yep. Have you guys go there at all?
We've been to the Harp. Yep.
Yeah, we've been all over.
Red, white, and blue. Or are you too old for that?
No, I haven't been there.
You might be too old for that.
Is that downtown or on Brady?
The red, white, and blue.
It's on 3rd Street.
No.
Are you? Yeah, that's. Solid spot. Ben Anderson was wondering if you've been to the upstairs area of Joe Katz before and if you have any thoughts on it.
So
funny enough, yeah, we haven't been.
We've been in Joe Katz on the first floor, but apparently last year...
Joe Katz was like a popular spot.
Yeah, it was their spot. They would always go up there. I haven't been this year, though. Maybe we'll get out there.
You guys got to live a little in Milwaukee.
We try. You got
to take advantage.
There's so much, like, most of our weekends we always play, so it's... You don't get that much time.
Yeah, and on your kind of little break before the playoffs, probably not the best idea to. Yeah.
We're trying to get dialed.
Maybe the off season. Yeah. This is a great question from Bones, straight from the Looper's Barn at Whistling Straits. He asks, "Why are they so good at drinking? I have caddied for a few, and they are in a different league." Not referring to you two specifically, but maybe hockey players in general.
I mean,
it's just.
I get that too. Athletes, any of my friends who are in the military, I mean, you guys are just a different breed.
It's a good point, but I mean, I think it was just kind of bred into my family at least. So I kind of just grew up, you know, being from Canada.
Drinking was bred into your family?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's something everybody does.
I mean, you're from Bill's Mafia country.
You're from Bill's Mafia country.
Basically the same thing, if not more so. I don't see videos of Canadians jumping through picnic tables.
No, we chug our maple syrup.
I just think it's somehow it's started back in the old days that it's just a thing with hockey that after wins you guys go get beers and these guys are just pretty impressive with what they can take down.
Yeah, there's definitely
there's some guys out there that are pretty crazy.
How many beers in a night would be considered impressive for a hockey player?
Over. I was gonna say 18.
Yeah, over 18, maybe.
18, kind of lighter beers. Maybe
if you're
some
drinking
of that
like
booze
a,
or something.
Yeah,
I've seen some guys hammer some IPAs.
Like, yeah,
a
I've
good
seen
number,
some guys
good
like,
number, and it's like wow,
like a 15 rough. IPA night.
Probably.
Damn.
Like a 12 pack of IPAs or 20 pack of a light beer.
Yeah.
Are they cool the next morning too?
Yeah,
not too bad.
Not too
go
bad.
With the boys. You wake up with the men.
Impressive. Yeah, I have like six, and I'm done the entire next day. I'm a 35 year old non athlete though. So, this one we got. This one's for Zach, but Kevin, feel free to chime in. Zach, what is the most Canadian thing about you?
Ooh, he says I speak like when I say certain words, it's really different, and he calls me out for it. But the most Canadian thing I do. I say sorry a lot. I apologize for everything. I feel like that's probably the most Canadian thing I do.
People in the Midwest do that. As
really?
Well. Yeah.
Well, I think people.
Who do you guys think is more friendly, Canadians or Midwesterners?
Canadians. Yeah. What's Midwest?
What about
Midwest?
What about Midwesterners that's or like, New Yorkers?
New Yorkers.
No way. What's Midwest? Midwest is like this whole area, right? Like Wisconsin.
Yeah, Midwest is technically Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois.
Michigan's
maybe
Midwest.
Ohio. Yeah, Michigan is considered Midwest. It's an educational podcast here today.
Yeah, yeah.
Learn something every day. Got everything on here.
Oh boy. This one's for Zach too. Joe Vilmo. Zach, I saw you did a hard launch with your girlfriend on Instagram. Is it difficult to maintain a relationship being an above average looking professional athlete in a city like Milwaukee where temptation is everywhere? Joe Vilmo.
Wow. Thank you, Joe, for that question.
It's a great question.
It's taking a long time to answer this one, too. This is a stumper from Joe Vilmo.
It's definitely not the easiest, but I have a loving girlfriend, and we have a great relationship. And
good answer.
Yeah,
good answer by Zach. That one will keep him out of trouble. What is your go-to restaurant in Milwaukee?
Ooh, good question. I love the Calderon Club. It's a little pasta spot. Great, great spot. Like, I think it's some of the best pasta that I've had. So I'm going to have to say there.
Pasta. That sounded a little
right?
Canadian.
Right?
That sounded
yeah, you
Canadian.
Heard
Italian.
Pasta.
Calderon Club's great. It's on the Breaking Bread circuit. If you guys have heard of that, it's a group in Milwaukee that goes and gets dinner. But anyway.
Could it be like a breakfast bar?
Yeah.
Sweet Diner.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good spot,
Their
too.
Pancakes are phenomenal.
All right, since this question was so popular with the Marquette guys, I got to ask, who's one teammate you would not let date your sister on the Admirals?
Ty Felber.
Liam Foody.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a good one too. Great guys, don't get me wrong. Unreal guys.
Yeah, just would not let them within a 10-foot pole to my sister. No.
Anyone else you want to mention as an honorable mention?
No, that's it. That's probably the only guy I'd really be like, no.
What about one guy on the team you would let date your sister?
Honestly, oddly enough, probably Kevin Gervell, our captain.
No chance.
What do you mean, dude? Kev is like the straightest arrow ever.
I would let...
I'm going to disagree with your answer.
Jasper Weatherby.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's a better one than you. He would date my sister for sure.
Shout out to Jasper. Favorite Milwaukee activity?
You know what? We went to Dave and Buster's. I don't know if that's a Milwaukee activity, but...
Yeah, that's a Tosa activity. I'm right out there.
It's so fun.
I do Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I've been doing it for like 3 months, and I got a high-energy six-year-old, Rayshawn. Shout out to Rayshawn. And I don't have any kids in the first day. I take him to Dave and Buster's.
Really?
And he thinks it's funny to hide from me.
And I'm
35 with a sore hip, and he's fast for a six-year-old. He's like climbing in the machines, and I'm like losing him sprinting around Dave and Buster's. So, he's gotten a little better at that the last couple months, but Yeah, I had a great time at Dave and Buster's with Rayshon. So
it's a great spot.
Yeah. All right, Dave and Buster's. If one pops in your head, that's actually in the city in the next.
Yeah,
minute,
I'm trying to.
Feel free to shout that out.
No, I'm trying to think.
We like, haven't done. Do you guys like doing anything in the city other than going to the brewery?
Golf, but it's actually not like, great golf.
Oh yeah,
really good.
Been
golf
to a few. Any courses?
The Bog.
Bog.
I thought that was a great course.
Grant Park. We'll go to.
Go to Grant Park.
One of the first
lot.
Ones open. Trying to get out to Whistling Straits at some point towards the end of this year.
Oh, Bones could caddy for you.
Boom.
Perfect. Done.
That's easy.
Done. From Romo Cop, we'll end on some friendly ones. Favorite ads moment so far? Anything stand out to you?
I got one. Definitely when Cal O'Reilly broke the record. That was pretty cool. And then, you know, for him to get it, and I, you know, I kind of had a big part in it too. So I thought it was definitely a special moment for me. Yeah.
Because you got the assist.
Yep.
That was why it was a big moment for you. That's awesome.
Well, no, it was so big for the team and like for him and his family and
you made the
And I was like a part of it, so
yeah,
it was
that's
like
awesome.
Even though I wasn't, you know, I didn't do shit for him. He did everything, but
you got the assist.
Got the assist.
I'm just busting your balls. Getting the win streak at home.
That 19th one?
Yeah.
Who do we beat?
I don't know, but especially with, I want to say Goose was in the net, and just him being from Milwaukee, it was just like a very cool and unique moment, and especially for our first years, that was pretty sick.
How's the fan base been in Milwaukee? For an AHL team, I mean, we
unreal.
Got
unreal. Like,
really good.
Like, a lot of the guys have said, like, this year especially has been even over the top. So, it's like, for us who don't know any better, like, this is awesome. Like, we love it.
Yeah. And I mean, you can see when you go to other places,
yeah,
nothing compares to our home rink.
Yeah. There's definitely like a few other barns that I'd say, like, are probably as cool and entertaining.
Yep.
I think like just our fans are so involved too. Like they're screaming at the other goalie. Like I feel like we probably have like the most coordinated fans in the league.
Yeah, they've been great.
Yeah. We'll end it here. Any closing message you want to say to the ads fans or the city of Milwaukee?
Let's go win a cup.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we're on the train now and there's no getting off of it. So hopefully they're all on board too and with us all the way.
Love it. Kevin and Zach, great meeting you guys today. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Milwaukee Uncut. If you do want to support the show, please subscribe wherever you are listening. Write a review. That helps us out. And share this content with your friends. We've also got a lot of great content on YouTube and Instagram, so check us out on there. Milwaukee Uncut is produced in the heart of Walker's Point by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law and Central Standard Distillery.